So at this time, I want to invite forward some choir alums and special friends to come on forward and join the choir for this, the world premiere of a new anthem, Thanks Be to God. The words and some of the story of the anthem are in your insert in the bulletin. And I wanted to thank particularly the Remembering Elaine Committee, who's helped get this and several other things together, Darlene Brown, Megan Barr, Cindy Grombach, Jim Markle. They've been working for a long time to this, which is kind of the culmination of Remembering Elaine. And also thanks to Chris O'Neill and Marshall Cuff, who have been, who filled in the organ bench literally and figuratively in so many different ways since Elaine's passing. And we're really, we're so grateful. We are so thankful to have them continuing on that spirit. Since Elaine died only 2 weeks after she was here leading us in worship at the organ on a Sunday in 2015, we've been working on marking her 68 years. There was the musicale last year. There is the shadow box in the hall of the church where Elaine chased her grandsons up and down the hallways so many times. And this day where we sing to the Lord a new song, which seems to be most fitting way to remember Elaine. To bring together the lyrics, which really reflect Elaine in so many ways, Cindy had a long conversation with Mary Kay Beal, the lyricist, and I just talked to her last week, and she and her husband are really pleased with the outcome of this effort and are sharing with us in prayers today. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce Thanks Be to God.